Good morning, guys. Hope all is well. Today's daf is daf Samech Gimel. So we got to the mission on the top. The mission begins: Lo yetze ha'ish lo b'saif lo b'keshesh lo b'tsris lo b'ala lo b'romach. A person should not go out carrying a sword, a bow and arrow, a shield, an ala, which we'll see in the Gemara what that means. A romach is a spear. V'myotze chayv chatas. A person does go out carrying such a thing, he is chayv chatas. Now, it's pointed out that even if he's not holding it in his hand, he's simply wearing it, since that's the normal way, one would be chayv chatas. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Omer tachshitin heilo. No, that's not carrying, that's a tachshit. This is the way a man decorates himself with a gun and with a sword. So the Chacham Omer, einan elo l'ganai, that's not a tachshit. That's something disgraceful, something that people don't want to wear. You don't want to wear weapons. It's not ideal to wear weapons and guns and spears and knives. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, V'kitetsu charvosam, they're going to break their swords, li'itim, v'chanisosam, l'mazmeros, they're going to break their swords into plows, and they're going to turn their spears into some type of pruning. Lo yisa goy el goy charev, no one's going to lift a sword up against another person. Lo yimudu olam l'chamba, there'll be no more wars. Wars is not ideal, weapons are not ideal, and therefore only in the current climate is it necessary, but that's not called a tachshit, that's very, very bidyevid, and Chacham argue on Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah concludes and says, "Biris tahora v'yotzim baba Shabbos." The biris is some type of a belt of a sort. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit more about this. And they're tamei. They're not tamei. They're tahor. They're not considered a kli, but a person may wear them. The kivalim tamei. These leg chains we discussed in the past. That's considered a kli and tamei. But the ain yotzim ben b'Shabbos. But a person may not wear this out on Shabbos. And we'll see this in the Gemara. So the Gemara now says, so my, what does it mean, my b'ala? What does it mean not to wear, what's an ala? Kupa. Kupa is some type of metal, a stick with a ball at the metal ball at the end. That's another type of weapon. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer tachshitin heinlo. Rabbi Eliezer felt that these things are tachshitin. That's how man decorates himself. Women wear jewelry and men wear weapons. So Tani the Braisa says, Amilo Rabbi Eliezer. The Chacham say to Rabbi Eliezer, even since they're tachshitin, so why will they be batal Mashiach? If this is how we dress up, women are going to still be wearing bracelets and necklaces and earrings in the future, in times of Mashiach. So if these are the tachshitin of a man, the way the man dresses, so in the future they should also be wearing these weapons. But doesn't it tell us that they're going to be batal l'mos Mashiach? So Amar lehen l'fish einon tzvichin, because they don't need them in the future. Shenemar lo yisa goy al goy cherv. It's not going to be necessary in the future. There's not going to be any fighting. But now that they are fighting, they are necessary. They are considered tachshit. So the Gemara says v'tevei le lenoi ba'alma. So why don't let them be worn just as a decoration, even if it's not needed anymore in the future? Let them still be annoyed. Let it still be a way to decorate a person. A nice shiny sword. A nice shiny spear. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai says, Mide dehava ashraga b'tiara. Is a candle any good in the daytime? Certainly not. So what good is a sword and a weapon when there's no need for fighting? And therefore, it's not necessary in the future. And Chacham felt they're not considered tachshit, and they're not considered any type of jewelry. So Amar Abai says, Mide dehava ashraga b'tiara. Shmuel argues, and Shmuel says that there will be a need for weapons in the future. There will be fighting in the future, because Shmuel holds, and the Rambam quotes this in the Mishnah Torah, that the Amar Shmuel ain bein ha'olam hazeh the most Mashiach. There is no difference between the current world we live in and the times of Mashiach. Ella, the only difference is shibur galus bilvad. There'll be no galus anymore. We'll be in Eretz Yisrael. Shenamar ki lo yechdal evyo mikarev aretz. They won't cease to have anim. There's going to be continued poor people in this world. Why? Won't most Mashiach be pleasant? There'll be plenty of money and plenty of food and plenty of everything and no fighting. No, it's going to be completely normal. They're going to be poor people. They're going to be rich people. There's going to be fighting. There's going to be peace. Everything will be the same, with the exception of no more gullahs will have full control, full rights to go and return to Eretz Yisrael. And Messiah lay the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. This supports Rabbi Chiya. That Rabbi Chiya bar Abba called Nevi'im lo nisnabu elo limos Mashiach. That all the Nevi'im were just simply prophesied about the times of Mashiach. Aval li'olam haba ayin larasa elo kim zulascha. But olam haba, no one was able to see. It was too far away to be able to see what was going to be the visions in olam haba. So just to look at Tosis for a second, sure, Tosis on the top, Tosis writes, Ein bein ho'olam hazeh l'mos Mashiach, avogav d'hashta ein yushalayim vein beis hamikdash, rather. Even though now there's no yushalayim, there's no beis hamikdash, v'ilamos Mashiach yakol, but it will have everything rebuilt. Tzarach lomar d'hai ein bein lav dafka. I mean, there are many differences between now and Moshe Mashiach. It's not simply Shibud Golias. It's also going to be the base of Mikdash. It's going to be Shalayim. There'll be many, many more. But this is not Dafka, just what Shmuel is telling us. There are going to be a lot of similarities between now and Moshe Mashiach. Included in that, there will be the need for fighting, unfortunately. The Gemara then says, V'ikad Ami, there are those who say, Ami lo Rabbi Eliezer, who said to Rabbi Eliezer, V'chimacha de tachshit in hein lo. For the fact that these things are jewelry, mipnei mahin b'tein l'mos Mashiach. So then, why in the future will men not be wearing swords and spears? Amar lehen af l'mos Mashiach einam b'teilim. Rabbi Elazar argues in the future there won't be. They won't be batal. They will still need them. They will still wear them. To hainu d'shmuel. That's exactly what Shmuel says. U'pligad Rabbi Chibra Abba. And this argues on Rabbi Chibra Abba, who felt that no. All the things that are spoken about in the Navi are all l'mos Mashiach, which means they're going to be great times. And therefore, Rabbi Chiba Abba argues on Shmuel, and Rabbi Elazar is like Shmuel, that nothing will be different. So the Gemara then says, Amrili Abai, the Rav Dimi, Amrili others say it's Rav Avia, Amrili others yet say Rav Yosef, Rav Dimi, Amrili others still say it's Rav Avia, Amrili Abai, the Rav Yosef, and a lot of Amrilis, a lot of different opinions who is speaking to who. But either way, my time at Rabbi Elazar, Damar Tachshit and Hainlo. What's the reason why Rabbi Elazar felt that these different weapons are considered decorations, they're considered jewelry for men? That a person should wear his sword on his thigh. It's going to be hod v'hada, it's going to be beauty, glory, and splendor for men. So Amar Le Rav Kahana, Lamar Braid, Rav Huna. Hi, b'divrei Torah. If that's referring to Torah, it's not talking about weapons. That weapons makes a person a hodcha v'hadarecha. That's talking about divrei Torah, when a person adorns himself in learning. We know b'charvi b'kashti that Yaakov Avinu said b'charvi b'kashti means Torah and Tvila. Look at Rashi and Targum Unglis there. So a person should clothe himself in liman Torah. So nothing to do with actual swords. Amar Lei, so he says, Ein mikra yotze midei pshuta. You can't remove a pasuk from its pashup shot meaning. You're right, the drush is that chagur charbucha is referring to Torah, but the pashup shot is referring to a sword, and you can't ignore the fact that Ein mikra yotze midei pshuta. So Amar Rav Kana said, Kad havina bar tamnei sari shinin. When I was 18 years old, hava gmirnei lei, gamirna la lekulei, Talmud. I learned all the shas at the age of 18. I didn't know this concept until now. So, what do you learn from here? A person should learn and afterwards understand. There's a concept to run through shas. It's a gemara in Avodah Zarah as well, Daf Yud Zayin. That a person should run through shas quickly, even though he may not understand it, and then afterwards figure out what's pshat. It means referring to learning through Mishnahs, learning the text well, and nowadays learn the Gemara, just learn the text of the Mishnah and the Gemara well, and then even though you don't understand, they go back and try to figure things out. That's how a person should learn. Cover ground, and then you figure things out afterwards. In terms of Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, there are a few instances, Rabbi Asher points out, where we actually do say the Pasuk is Lav Dafka. There are exceptions, there are always exceptions. A few exceptions he points out is, it says we're supposed to count 50 days to Sefira, we only count 49 days. It says there's supposed to be 40 Malkos, we only give 39 Malkos. It says by Yibum that when the brother takes in the place and continues to build a house for his brother, you call the name of Yisrael, it sounds like you should call the child after the deceased brother. That's not true. You do not have to call the child after the deceased brother. So there are exceptions. One interesting machlokas that comes out is Lifnei Iver lo tite michshol, that in front of the Iver you should not place a stumbling block, so that everybody agrees it means that you shouldn't trick a person. You shouldn't give a person a nazir, a yayin. You shouldn't give someone an isser. And you shouldn't give a person bad advice. But there's a discussion, does it mean literally as well that you should not place a rock in front of a person who's blind? Is that included in the pasuk of Lifnei Iver lo tite michshol? Is that an example of Ein mikra yotze midei pshuto? And that is a machlokas amongst the Rishonim. The Gemara now says, Simin Zaros. So the next Simin is Zaros. What's it talking about? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shnei Tamidi Chachamim, HaMechadah Din Zel Zeb HaLacha, two Tamidi Chachamim who are learning and sharpening each other in learning. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings success to them. Shnei Amar V'Hadar Chatzlach, those who are Hadar, those who are being Mahadar in learning, Shbitzlach. What does Hadar mean? It doesn't really mean Hadar. It means Atikah V'Hadarcha, Ela V'Chadidcha. We're making a drush. We have sometimes the leeway to switch some of the letters that sound like Hey and Ches, they're both gutturals, and we can switch around the Resh and the Dalid, they're both from the tongue, the Dalid and the Resh. So V'Hadarcha means V'Chadid. chadecha, which means a chidud, which means to sharpen. So a person's chadecha, chadecha, it's tach, you have success. Not only that, the drasha says, elisha olin, the gedula, it's going to bring him to great position of authority and leadership. Shenemar tzlach rechav. A person who's matzliach with rachav will ride on the top, he'll be elevated in status. Yachal afilo shalolishma. Perhaps if one does this, learns shalolishma, he's not learning for the right intention, he'll also be successful. Tamalomer advar emes. Only if he's advar emes. He's looking for the emes, looking for the truth, not for himself. He's doing l'shem shemayim. Yachal im heges daita. What if a person becomes a bagaiva in doing so? Maybe even then he'll be successful. Tamalomer v'an v'tzedek. He must have humility as well. Vim osin kain zochin l'torah shenitna b'yam. If he does this, if he learns l'shma, if he's mechadin halacha, but other tamidei chachamim, he's going to be zoche to the Torah which was given the right hand. Shenemar v'sorcha naros yiminecha. He'll be granted the Torah that was given with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's right hand. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Zochen l'dvarim shenemru b'yamina shel Torah, he'll be zocha to that which was said with the right hand, the right of the Torah. D'amar Rav, Rava bar Rav, Shilam v'amila, others say, Amar Rav Yosef bar Chama, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ma'idich, what does a pasuk mean when it says, Orech yamim b'yamina b'smola oshev v'chavada? A pasuk we say at the end of a siyim, that the long days in the right hand, the left hand is wealth and honor. What does that mean? It means, Ela b'yamina orech yamim ika, but oshev v'chavada leka. It means his right hand is going to have length, but he's not going to have wealth and honor. What does that mean? Ela l'mayminin ba, the ones who deal with him right-handedly, that's what it means. Those who look for the essence of the Torah and understanding. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Lemayminin shatora shemifashpeshim tamem." They're looking for the reasons. Beduktuk uborin kiyamin hamiyumin etzalemlacha. Like the right hand is strong and clear and precise in its work, its craft. So, to learning should be done with the right hand, with precision, with strength. So a person who does that uses his right hand, if you will, figuratively. So then back to the Gemara, Ella the Maiminim Bay, Orech Yamim Ika, the Koshikain Osher V'chavod. He'll be granted long life, and certainly that which is secondary, he'll be Zocha to wealth and honor too. The Maisminim Ba, those who do with it, you know, kind of backhandedly, left-handedly, doesn't, not so focused. It says Rashi, the Masmilim Ba, Shein Yagim Ba, Kol Torcham. They don't put in the effort that they should. Or Inami, Maiminim Ba, Oskim Lishma, Masmilim Shalol Lishma, either means the effort or means the Kavana when doing so. When a person is using his left hand, either again lacking a Kavana or lacking a Melis, Oshav Chavod Ika, says the Gemara, Orech Yamim Lech, he's only Zocha to wealth and honor from doing so, but he's not going to be Zocha to Arichas Yamim. So Gemara then says, "Vayter in this Agadata that Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Hanochin Zel Zeh Halacha, two Tamidei Chachamim who get along in Halacha, that they respect each other, they consult each other with Halacha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Machshiv Lehem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu pays attention. Shenemar Oz Nidberu Yirei Hashem. It's also brought down Pirkei Avos, and two people are learning. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is present there as well. When two Tamidei Chachamim are learning together and consulting each other, then that it brings great nachas to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he listens and pays attention. So ein dibur ela nachas, shenemar yadber amim tachtenu. Dibur means nachas, even though most of the time we find dibur means davar kasha, one speaking harshly. In this context, for some reason, it means nachas, as it says, shenemar yadber amim tachtenu, that he, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is going to bend himself, humble himself amongst the people that are learning his Torah. So what does it mean, my lechoshrei shemo? What do you mean the pasuk in Malachi that those who think about his name? So Amar Rabbi Ami Afilu Chishiv La'asos Mitzvah V'nenes V'lo Asaha Ma'ala L'Avakasav Kilu Asav. A person has thoughts to perform a mitzvah and something happened where he wasn't able to, out of his control. The din is that we consider it as if he actually performed the mitzvah. There's a debate: is it really considered the full mitzvah, as if he actually did it, or just some level of schar, but not the full mitzvah? That's a debate amongst the poskim. But the Drisha points out it's just not any thought. You can't just say, "Okay, I want to do the mitzvah of tzitzis." Ah, you get tzitzis. It means a person thinks about it and he's bothered by it. It troubles him so much that he can perform it. Only that type of machshav, not just by thinking about it, poof, you get a mitzvah of tzitzis and chillin. It's where you want to do it, you have the ratzon to do it, and something prevents you, and you have great tsar, you have to have great pain in not being able to perform that particular mitzvah. Okay, so then there's a Gemara that says, Amar Echinna Bar Idi, Kola Ose Mitzvah Kemamar, a person who performs a mitzvah in its way it was stated, Kemamar, the mimer, the way it was stated to do. So the din would be, Ein mevasen osa besaros. Rel, such a person who performed the mitzvah in great detail, is going to be sent to, he won't be sent bad tidings. Shenemar, shomer mitzvah lo yeda davera. Those who perform mitzvahs, those who preserve and keep mitzvahs, will not know any evil. So Amar Rav Asi, the same others say, Rabbi Hanina, afilo kadosh baruch hu goes exera, hu mevala. Even if kadosh baruch hu is goes there, such a decree, a bad thing to come, one who is mekayim a mitzvah is mevatel, such a gzera, shenemar, it says, Ba'asher dvar melch shulton, the matter of the king, umi omer lo, who's going to tell them, ma, what it is, and next to it, samech lay, shomer mitzvah, lo yeda davera. So the juxtaposition here tells us, even though a melech, a king, a kadosh baruch hu, melech malchay melechim, is goes there, a gzera, one who keeps a mitzvah won't know of such a gzera. Further, it says towards the bottom of the Amr Aleph here, Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Rabbi Reish Lakish, Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Hamakshivim Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha. Two Tamidei Chachamim who listen to each other, who pay attention to each other in halacha, in learning. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shomei L'Kol, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to their sound, their voice. Shenemar Hayosheves Ba'Ganim Chaver Makshivim L'Kolich Hashmir. And those sit in the Gan, the gardens. So then Hakadosh Baruch Hu says he hears the voice. Then Einos and Kain, if people don't do this. Gorman Lashchina Shemistalakes Miso, that caused the Shchina to depart from amongst Klai Yisrael Shenemar Berach Dodi Udime, and then run away my Shchina, because they're not pleasant to each other. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Shimon Mishlakish, Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Hamadgilim Hamadgilim Zel Zeh Balacha. Two people together who are madgil, which means like a degil, they were dogil. Rashi says, Umaasun Zed Zeh, they would gather each other. For Omrim Ba Venilma, let's learn together. Let's have a chabur. Navin Bein Shanenu Ha'ol Vein Lanu Rav Lamdenu. People don't have a Rebbe or Rav, so then they said, let's learn together, let's create a Chabura. So then the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohava, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves such people, Shenemar V'diglu Alai Ahava. Those who gather for me, for my purpose, so then I have great love for such people. So Amar Rav, Hu Yidiyada, Tursa, Dishmait, it's only true when they know the different surah of the learning, they understand it. Rashi says, Shorish Hadavar Ksas Lamdu Mirabim, they know a little bit from the Rebbe. We don't want people learning without having any Masorah. There should be some level of Masorah. They learn something from the Rebbe, and they're able to expand on that. That's what we're talking about. Who says the Gemara, Behu Delesle, Rabba B'masa, L'migmar Mineh. There's only true if there's no Rebbe to learn from within the city. So then, if you have no other choice, you do the best you can, and you learn together. So the Gemara then says, Amarish Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Shlakish, Gadol Hamal V'yosem Mina Osa Tzedakah. Greater is one who lends money than one who actually gives money as Tzedakah. Umatil Bakis Yosem Mikulan, and one who puts the money in the pocket is the best. So Rashi says, Umatil. So firstly, the reason why Malva is so great, Rashi points out, Gadol Hamalva Fish Einah Ani Bosh Medavra. Person who's given money, no one wants Matanos. Sonim Matanos Yichya. People hate giving, you know, being the recipient of a gift. But if he's given money, he'll told pay me back. He says, oh, okay, the guy trusts me. He has certain confidence in me. That's less embarrassing to take a loan than it is to take free money. That's why Malva is greater. Umatil Lakis, Rashi says, Mos Umale Li Stakir Ben, the Machs is Schar. So it's a situation where an investment. Investment's even the best. Which means, okay, I want to open up a business. Okay, I'll invest with you. So here, I don't think I'm not making the whole benefit. The guy's helping, making money off meosis, making a profit. So that makes you feel better. Even though, you know, in this case, you're taking 50% of my business, and I'm not making all the amount in terms of my level of embarrassment, in terms of my level of a confidence in myself and your confidence in me, that's much greater. So the point is, trying to pick up a guy who has no confidence to build him up. So by me giving you money to invest in your thing, even though I'm making money off of you, it really builds your confidence, and that's really the best form of tzedakah, giving people opportunities to open up businesses. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Reish Lakish, Im Talmud Chacham Nokim Venoter K'nachashu. If a Talmud Chacham is looking for revenge, he holds a grudge against a person, so that's going to be like a nachash. And Chagreo Amasnecha, and it's like a nachash up against his, holding a sword against his body. V'im Am Haaretzu Chasid, and if he's an Am Haaretz, Al Tad B'Shchunah, so don't live in such a person's neighborhood. So a person should just, again, you don't want to be in the face of a revenge of Talmud Chacham, and nor in the revenge of a Am Haaretz. So So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chogro, Hadek Bo, Shesofcha Lehanas Mitamudo. So even though the Talmud Chacham might take revenge and might be quite dangerous for you, in the end of the day, you should stick to such a person, because in the end of the day, you're going to benefit from his Limud Torah. But if a person doesn't know how to learn, so then a person should stay far away from such an individual, because it's going to be in the presence of an Am Aretz, it will really rub off on you in the wrong way. So then the Gemara says again the last couple lines of the Amr here, Amr Rav Kahana, Amr Reish Lakish, Amrila others say Amr Rav Asi, Amr Reish Lakish, Amrila others yet say Amr Rav Abba, Amr Reish Lakish, Kol Megado Kelev Ra Besoch Beso, Monea Chesed Mitoch Beso. A person who raises an evil dog in its house, so then he's preventing Chesed in his house. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Lamas Mereu Chesed. So Kain Belashin Yavanis Karn Lekelev Lamas. They call in Greek the word lamas is a kelev, so one who has a dog, it's a lamas mereu, chesed, holds back any chesed. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar af porik mimenu yiras shemaim, and also removed any yiras shemaim, shenemar bar yiras shakai yazov, it will prevent the person from having any yiras shemaim. So the Marsha points out here, it's not only a kelev ra, even if a person has a regular kelev, that's a good dog, it's a domesticated, it's a trained dog, even then is included in this drasha, because how does an ani know what type of dog you have? Dogs bark. You're a dog, people get very scared of dogs. So even though it might be a very nice, friendly dog, aniyim are going to be very hesitant to enter into such a house, and therefore preventing your opportunity, your possibility of giving tzedakah. So the Gemara then says, "Ahu itza da'ilu lahu beis lemeifa." A woman walked into a house to bake, navach bakalba, and a dog barked. Isakar Velada, and she had a miscarriage. She got so scared. Amalei Mari Debesa, the owner of the house, said, Lo Techta, don't be scared. The Shiklan and the Ive, we took out its teeth. The Shiklan and its tufe, we took out its paws, claws, nothing to be scared about, relaxed. So she said, Amalei, she tells him, Shkula, to Husech, take your nice deed, Vishadar Achizra, and throw it into the thorns. Kfar Nad Velada, I already lost the fetus. So we see even dogs that are not rabid because you took care of it, the loud barks, the scare, the fear it instills in people could cause terrible things like this particular ma'isa. So Amar Huna Ma'itich said, what does it say in the Pasuk? Samach Bachar Bialdusecha. A child, a young boy should be happy in his childhood. V'tivcha Libcha Bimei Bichurusecha. And he should have his heart be happy in the days of his when he's young. V'halich B'darcha Libcha, he should go in the way of his heart. U'v'marme Einecha, and go in the way of his sight. All these ways Hashem brings judgment. What does that mean? Ad kan divrei yetzahara. From that point to yetzahara, mikan ve'elech divrei yetzatov. So this pasuk is broken down into partly yetzahara and partly yetzatov. So which is which? So if you look around before Rashi, Reish Lakish points out ad kan the divrei torah mikan ve'elech l'maisim tovim. So no, half it's about Torah, half it's about maisim tovim. So Rashi points out. Ad kan ad vida ki al kol elu, up until that point is Yetzihara speaking, and then from the pasuk vi ad kol elu, that's talking about the Yetzir Tov, and then next Rashi is ad kan the Torah. Samech b'tamudcha liman b'mesimcha umituv lev. That's talking about Torah learning with happiness. V'halchu b'derech libcha, follow your heart. That's talking about the heart that's connected to Torah. But mikam elach says the next Rashi l'maisim tov vida ki. But then it says, after being happy and following your heart and following your ears, which is the Torah, so then when it says, Vidak Yakol Eila Yivecha Hakim Bamishra, that's mean, are you going to fulfill the mitzvahs? Are you going to learn to do? That's talking about Ma'isim Tov. Okay, that's the end of the Gad. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, Biris Torah. This Biris is a Torah, it's not a Kli, but at the same time, a person can go out with it on Shabbos. So Amar of Yehuda, Biris Zu et Sada, it's some type of armband. So Masa Rav Yosef asks the question, Biris Torah Rav Yosef at Shabbos, Vila et Sada, Timea he. So how could you say that Biris et Sada is the same exact thing? Et Sada, the Gemara says, the Brisa says, it's Tame, and Biris is Tahor. So clearly they're two different items. So Hachi Kamar, Biris Tachas et Sada, Omedes. This biris goes below the armband. That's what's going on here. The biris is tahor, and the etzada, the armband, is tamid. The two different kelim. They go on top of each other, but they're two different things. So Yasa Ravin, Rav Huna, Kamid, Rav Yirmiyah. These two Amaram is sitting in the presence of Rav Yirmiyah. But Yasa Rav Yirmiyah, the Kamanamim, Rav Yirmiyah was dozing off. But Yasa Ravin, Vakama Ravin was sitting and saying, Biris Bachas Kvalim Bishtayim. That the biris is worn on one leg and kvalim is worn on two legs. That's what he explained. So it's a garter, is a one leg band, a one arm band, one leg band, and kvalmer two, a pair of them, one on each leg. That's what he explained. So Amalei Rav Huna, Huna says, Eilav Eilu Shpaim. No, both the beerus and the kvalmer, both two. They go both on both legs. Matil and Shalshelesh Benem Venasu Kivalim. And he put a chain between two of these leg bands to connect the two. The Shalshelesh Shabo Meshavile Mana. So now by putting a chain, that makes it into a kli. That's the difference. Because you're saying that a beerus is tahor, kvalm is tame. So he says beerus is when it's just the leg band themselves, and kvalm is when you add a chain. So when you add a chain, kvalm, he says, tame. So what makes a kvalm different than a beerus is the fact that the kvalm has a chain. So you're telling me the chain makes it into a kli? A kli is a kli. It shouldn't be tali in the chain or not. Either the leg band are a kli kalim or not. Kalim. What does the chain have to do with anything? So the Gemara says, V'chitema k'rebi Shmuel bar Nachmani. The Amar Rebbe Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Minayin l'mashmiya kol b'kli matachos shutami. How do you know that the bell, it's tame, shenema kol davar asher yavav eish, anything that creates a filu dibur mashav, it creates sound, it creates speech, it's a kli. So maybe that, just like that creates speech, it's going to be tame. So the relevance of the clapper inside the bell was what makes it into a kli. Here as well, the chain makes it into a kli. Mishmah Hasam, over there makes sense. Kabbalah, the Kalav, a covered Maisim. There, you need the bell to make sound, and it's making a sound because the clapper there is making into a bell. And if there's no clapper, it doesn't make sound. Hacha, Maisim, Kabbalah. But here, what's the function of the chain? Sometimes you do have a chain, sometimes you don't have a chain. But what the chain makes into a function? It's a leg band either way. So, Hachanami, Ka'avid Maisim, here too, the chain makes into, it gives it a function. What's the function? Damar, Rabba, Barbar, Hana, Amar, Yochanan, Mishpacha, Achas, Hayesab, Yishlaim, Shayum, Bisiyosen, Gasos. There's one family that lived in Yishlaim, they would take very large steps. Vahib, Basulosem, Noshus, and the Basulos would fall out. So, Asulam, Kavalam, Vahitilo, Shalshash, Benem, they'd put these leg bands on and have a chain connect them. Why? Shloyu, Psiosen, Gasos, so they couldn't take large steps. The chain would keep the legs close together. They'd take smaller steps. Velohayu, Basulosen, Noshus, and this way the Basulos wouldn't fall out. So, there is a function with the chain. Itar, at that point, Itar, Be'Rab Yimir, Rabbi woke up. Amalu, he says to them, Yasher, correct, you're saying good. V'chein Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Rabbi Yochanan would say, and therefore your discussion was correct. So Kiyasa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi returned back from Eretz Yisrael, he went to Bavel, he quoted oftentimes from Rabbi Yochanan. So here he quotes Rabbi Yochanan again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin la'arig kol shu shutame. How do you know, even a small cloth that was woven together, it's going to be tame. Even though it's not a big beged, but still it's even a small, this din is tame, even when it's a small amount, kol shu. How do you know? Mitzitz, it's learned from the tzitz. The tzitz was very, very small, and yet it's still considered a tachshit, it's still considered a beged. Here as well, that which is arig is also going to be considered tame, even though it's very small, kol shu, like a tzitz. The Gemara says, Amr Levi, Bai says, the tzitz arigu. Is it tzitz woven? It's two different things. How do you bring a rag from a tzitz? A tzitz is an arigu. That time, the Bai says, tzitz kimintas shazav. It was a plate of gold. The rochav she'etzbal, so it was two fingers wide. Umukov ozum ilozum. It would go from ear to ear. V'kosav alavish shtei sheet. And there's two lines. Yudhei lemala. The Kodesh Lamed Lamate. It says Yudhei. It says Kodesh Hashem. The top line says Hashem. It says Kodesh La on the bottom. And Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Ani Reisav, the Rome, I saw it in the city of Rome, because of Kodesh Lashem Mishitachas. He says, no, I saw it say Kodesh Lashem. This becomes just an interesting machlok, because in general, can you use archaeological evidence, historical evidence to prove halachas? Is that, can you think bring things back to life? So, for example, Tchelis is a great example where we lost the Mesorah of Tchelis, but can you go ahead and bring back a Mesorah that we lost based on some historical evidence and agriculture evidence that you found in a certain area, let's say up in the north by the Yam Kinneret, that you found all these different fish or shells or whatever you think Tchelis comes from? Can you bring back Mesorah through a historical evidence? Or if we lost the Mesorah, we lost the Mesorah. Here as well, it says Kodesh LaHashem, two different lines, one line. So can you return that? We had a machlokas. Can you prove something from historical evidence, or does it have to be from a Mesorah? Now this application isn't really so relevant, because when we do have the Beis HaMikdash return, we have the Big Dekuna and the Kohen Gadol's clothing and the tzitz, we will have Mashiach and Moshe and Aaron to tell us the answer. So this is not really really relevant, but we still see that Rav Elazar did bring some proof from what he had seen based on the actual evidence. Now, you can always say that, wait a second, that evidence may not be true. Maybe it was a fake, maybe it was an imitation type of tzitz. How do you know? But either way, it's interesting that Rabbi Elazar does invoke this as a proof, or at least saying, I saw it myself, Kodesh Hashem, is that going to change the Tana Kama's opinion, and will he end up agreeing? If you look at Tosas for a second, on the side here, Tosas writes, Kasav Allah b'shnei shitin, Yud-Hei Melamalat, Yud-Hei on the top, and Kodesh Lamed, Kodesh La on the bottom. Near the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam explains, Shaya Kasav Yud-Hei b'sof shita v'shon, has to be at the end of the line, although it's higher up, but at the end of the line, the Kodesh La b'tchias shita shnia, on the beginning of the second line. So even though it's kind of out of order, one's higher, you know, the second half of the statement is on top, and the first part of the statement is on the bottom, but still has to be from right to left. It wouldn't make sense if they're over each other. Kodesh Hashem is the bottom, Kodesh La is in the bottom, Hashem is right at the top. It has to be separate, where Kodesh La is in the beginning, on the right side of the tzitz, and Hashem is the opposite, and the left side, even though the Hashem is a higher up. You can, you know, sometimes you can read things horizontally on an even line. Sometimes you can read it, you know, going downwards, like an angle. And this way you're reading upwards, meaning Kodesh Hashem starts bottom, Kodesh La starts bottom right, and you read it up to the left to Hashem. This way it's read somewhat in an even direction. Otherwise, he says, it wouldn't make any sense to write Kodesh La below the word Hashem. The Gemara now says, Kisalat Rav Dimi, Leharda, when Rav Dimi went to Naharda, Shalach Lu, he sent to them, Dvar Mishamarti Lechem Talasem Biyadi. That which I told you was a mistake, meaning that which I told you that you learned the din that Ari Kolshu, a beged that was woven, even a small amount, is Tameh based on the limud from Tzitz. That was incorrect, he said. So then he said, Biram Kach Amru Mishim Rabbi Yochanan, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Latachshit Kolshu Shutameh. How do you know a Tachshit, not a Ari, not that which is woven, but a piece of jewelry? How do you know it's Tameh, even if it's a small piece of jewelry, a small ring, an earring? Mi Tzitz. We learned that from a Tzitz. And now you know, now Minayin La'ari Kol Shutameh, and how do you know also by that which is woven would also have a din? That's learned from a drasha of Mei Obeget. So we learn that a Kol Shu, a Takshi Kol Shu, and an Ari Kol Shu, both them are going to be considered Tameh. Gemara now says, Tanur Avon, the Raisa teaches the Ari Kol Shu Tameh, that which is woven, even a small shear is Tameh. How do you know the Takshi Kol Shu Tameh in a small jewelry is also Tameh? Ari V'Takshi Kol Shu Tameh. So that which is woven, and that which is partially woven, partially attached, and it's very, very small, that also is tummy. Half and half. Half jewelry, half woven is also tummy. And Musaf Sak Al Beger Shetameh Mishim Arig. And you'll add on top of this, if you have some type of cloth, this is made, cloth made of goat hair, is more tummy than that which is Arig. So Gemara is going to explain what this means in just a second, Rashi points out. So this is the price. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Ari kol shu tameh me obeget. How do you know that which is woven is tameh? From the drasha, obeget. Takshe kol shu tameh, how do you know a piece of jewelry is tameh, even on a small shear? That's learned out mitzitz. Arig v'takshe kol shu, how do you know if it's partially arig, partially takshe, it's also tameh? Mikol kli ma'aseh. That's any amount, any combination. So then Amar le ahu mirabon le Rava, so one of the Tamidim said to Rava, ahu b'midyan, so that's referring to Midyan. That's referring to Midyan, and nothing, that's talking about Tumas Meis. But how do you know to apply this to Din of Sharetz? As Rashi points out, the last Rashi in the page, or before you turn the page, ahu b'midyan k'siv, gavi Tumas Meis, v'sharet mimeis lo yolif l'hachmir d'ma'at l'meis, shekein Tumas HaChamur. We know that Tumas Meis is very, very strong level of Tumah. So how can you apply the Din of Tumas Meis that's learned from Midyan and extend it to Tumas Sharetz? So the Gemara says, and we'll finish with this, Gamar Kli Kli Mehasim. There's a Gzer Shava. It says Kli by Shrotzim. It says Kli by this context of Tumas Meis by Midyan. And just like the Dinam of Midyan, as we just explained, applies to that which is a Takshe Kol Shu and an Ari Kol Shu, so too by extension to the Gzer Shava, these all apply to that which is Tameh Tumas Sheretz as well. We'll stop here and everybody have a wonderful day. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue Sunday morning at 7:45.